Wow, I can't believe Mr. Peter's guide started when he was only 9.
That just goes to show you, you're never too young to show people the way. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Thanks for stopping by. Sometimes when you visit other countries on vacation, you'll often have a guide to show you around all the sites. Now, the guide knows about the people, the buildings, and the culture. In a way, you're a guide too, just not in a foreign country. You're a guide right where you live. You can help people find Jesus by treating others kindly and by sharing the gospel with your friends. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, before Jesus left for heaven, he told his friends this, "And you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." Our story today is called A Good Guide. Bryn eagerly listened as Mr. Peters, the guest speaker in her class at church, told the kids about a recent trip he had taken to Egypt. "It was my first time in Egypt, and I felt a little lost at first. Everything seemed new and strange to me," Mr. Peters said. "Much of the way the people there interact and spend their time is different from our way of doing things. But I met a young man who helped me understand more about Egypt and the way people live there. His name was Nubi Ali, and he was only 14. But he was already one of the most popular guides in the area we visited. He started his work as an official guide when he was 9. Bryn was amazed. "A 9-year-old guide?" she thought. "How would he know enough about the country to do that?" From early childhood, Nubi Ali began to learn pretty much everything there is to know about the pyramids and other sites in Egypt, Mr. Peters continued. "How do you think he learned all those things?" "Maybe he went to a special school where they taught all that stuff," one of the kids suggested. Mr. Peters shook his head. "Nope, not a special school. Any other ideas?" "Did his parents teach him?" asked Bryn. "Yes, his parents and many others as well," said Mr. Peters. Nubi Ali learned a great deal simply by listening when other people spoke. He also studied all the historical markers he saw in the area. Mr. Peters looked at the children. "Nubi Ali reminds me of you," he told them. "By listening to his parents and other older people who knew about his country and its history, he became one of the most sought-after guides. Many of you have parents, pastors, and teachers who know Jesus and teach you about him. Because of them, many of you know Jesus as your Savior now too." Mr. Peters smiled at the class. Because Nubi Ali learned so much about his country from his parents and others, he helped me appreciate his country too. And you can do the same with Jesus. You're not too young to guide others to him. So what about you? Do you think you're too young to be a guide? Well, you're not. If you know and love Jesus, you can be a witness and guide others to him. Keep learning more about him and share that knowledge with those around you. Guide others to him by letting them see his love through you. Our key verse is Acts 1:8.
"But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth."
And our key thought today, guide others to Jesus. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio to spread the good news of Jesus around the world. Keys for Kids Radio is committed to sharing the truth of the gospel. Here's what Angel says about it. "Our family listens to Keys for Kids Radio every day. The programs encourage us to love and live for Jesus." You can partner with Keys for Kids Radio to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families. Give today with a $5 monthly donation at keysforkids.net and click donate. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.